This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Day 10 of my quarantine. Day 10 since I tested positive for COVID-19. And also day 10 of this special podcast series exclusive to VFM 88.1 titled My Journey with COVID-19. My name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a broadcaster at VFM and also a first-year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. I almost feel as if today I've reached a milestone. I mean, it's been 10 days in isolation. That cannot be easy for anyone. But I feel as if I've gotten through and I'm, you know, almost at the end of my journey with COVID-19, and I'm feeling a whole lot better. As I mentioned, you know, for the past 2 days, I've been asymptomatic, which is really good. And I'm, you know, preparing to go to my doctor's rooms next week and, you know, get the go-ahead to go retest at the laboratory. Thereafter, we'll receive my results and then we'll take it from there. But today, I wanted to talk about an aspect that has been in the limelight for a while, you know, during this pandemic. And I mean, we're entering the second half of the year, you know, and living, I beg your pardon, through this pandemic. That was just a slight, I don't know how to describe it, you know, but it was just something to do with my chest. So I do apologize for that. So the second half of the year is what we're entering. I mean, today is the 3rd of July, which means we're officially 3 days into the second half of the year, living, you know, during or through this pandemic, COVID-19. So I wanted to talk about the impact that COVID-19 has had on my schooling. As I mention every day in the introduction, that I am a first-year student at the University of the Witwatersrand doing a General Bachelor of Arts. I have four modules, there are psychology, media, isiZulu, and film, visual, and performing arts. So that is what I'm doing at the University of the Witwatersrand. And I think the pandemic has not only just taken away from me physically being on campus and having a campus life, but also it's taken away my ability to, you know, explore all my avenues as a first year student, because being at home, you know, you're not on campus, it's very difficult, and it has been very difficult to learn at home. I'm not going to lie. I've been doing online learning since the 20th of April. I've been writing online assessments, I've been writing take-home exams, and a lot of the content that needed to be addressed, for me, I felt as if, you know, we couldn't reach its full potential because we didn't have any contact classes, and that was very difficult. And I constantly, on a continuous basis, worried about some of my friends and some of the learners that don't even have access to laptops and that don't have access to good connectivity. Because yes, we are provided data, but the question was, do you have enough connectivity in the area that you are at? Because a lot of people were locked down in remote rural areas, and I was one of those people. I had to even buy a different SIM card belonging to a different network in order to make use of my data so that I could effectively and efficiently learn. So there were many challenges, you know, throughout this whole thing in terms of the learning. And, you know, many questions, you know, were posed to the different universities. Some were addressed, some were not. But I think my biggest thing was the contingency plans, or the plans that were in place, that were put in place, so that the content could actually get addressed to its fullest potential, because it was very hard to grasp it alone without a lecturer in front of you. So that was the most difficult aspects of it. Yes, I got through, but it was very, very difficult. And yes, also a lot of people wanting to know is, how did we as students write our exams at home? We had online exams. You still had to study for it because many of them were timed. So you still had to know what you were doing and what you were writing about. So yes, I did write my online exams, and they were challenging. It was at a point where you actually had to be providing your own data, because the bundle that was provided had depleted. So I was fortunate enough that I finished my exams, majority of them. I had four exams and I finished the three before I tested positive. So the day I actually tested positive, or the day I went to test to go seek medical attention, was the day my exam was due. It was the day that my one exam was due. I then had to apply for a deferred exam, and I think at Wits, I have the greatest dean of students who's always helpful. He came through for me and he, you know, took me through the process of what I had to do to apply for a deferred exam. I'm now sitting with an exam that is going to be written on Monday, the 6th of July, which is good because I'm much better and it's closer to the end of my isolation period and I have a couple of days to write it. So I think a lot of the institutions have been helpful. I personally can say that my institution has really been helpful in terms of assisting me where possible and where need be. So the final thing that I'd like to address today is, what's the hardest thing of being in self-isolation? For me, I think the hardest thing about being in self-isolation is that it's just being away from my family. You know, it's not being able to hug them. It's not being able to embrace them. You know, I laughed the other day when I thought of the president's words that hugging and kissing are a thing of the past. But, you know, we can't help it sometimes. So it's that. It's not having family dinners together. It's not being able to watch TV together, which is a tradition here at home. It's a culture. It's a norm. It's things we do. It's things that we do on a daily basis. So not being able to do that for me has been the hardest thing. It's really hit me hard, but I conquer and I persevere and I push forward and I aim to do better, you know, and get better for them as well, because they need me better. So, you know, that's how I'd just like to wrap up day 10. You know, as I said, I feel like it's a milestone and I feel really, really happy about my progress, and so is my family and my medical team that's taking care of me. So I'll be back tomorrow with day 11. More updates, more stories to share, more conversations to be had. Thank you so much for taking part in this journey with me. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vafm.co.za.